And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday praised his troops for advances claimed near the devastated city of Bakhmut, while Russia said it had repelled a large-scale attack. The contrasting claims came as Pope Francis's peace envoy arrived in Kyiv for 2 days of talks. Ukraine says it's been preparing a major offensive to recapture territory lost to Russia, but that there would be no announcement about when it would start. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met British Foreign Secretary James Cleverly in Kyiv on Monday.
And I want to thank for the last one. It's about opening possibility for training missions for our pilots on fighter jets.
Zelensky also said there was, quote, direct dialogue and very important decisions reached during his recent conversation with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. India has opened a probe into last week's rail crash, which killed hundreds and injured more than 1,000 people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
India opened an official investigation on Monday into its deadliest rail crash in more than two decades. Initial findings suggest signal failure caused the collision that killed at least 275 people and wounded around 1,200 in the eastern state of Odisha. Scores of bodies have yet to be identified, and desperate relatives were still scouring hospitals and mortuaries. Disaster struck on Friday when the Coromandel Express passenger train hit a stationary freight train, jumped the tracks, and hit another passenger train traveling in the opposite direction.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. International rights group Human Rights Watch is asking the Malawi government to stop the forced relocation of 8,000 refugees living outside a congested camp. Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre.
Malawi started the forcible relocations last month following the expiration of the April 15 deadline. The government gave the refugees to voluntarily relocate to the camp. The government said by staying outside the camp, the refugees threaten national security, and also it violates the encampment policy, which prohibits refugees from staying outside the camp. The World Food Program told VOA that the relocation exercise adds pressure on its already strained food assistance for Zaleka camp refugees. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
The U.S. Treasury said it can now meet the federal government's payment obligations after a debt ceiling suspension following earlier warnings it would run short of funds on Monday if Congress failed to act. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had warned Congress without a debt ceiling increase, Treasury would be unable to make an estimated $92 billion in payments and transfers this week, including a $36 billion adjustment to the Social Security and Medicare trust funds. President Joe Biden signed the debt ceiling legislation on Saturday. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has set up a challenge to his former boss. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The ex-vice president has filed papers for a 2024 presidential run. People familiar with his plan say Pence will formally launch his bid tomorrow, his 64th birthday. Pence enters a race where Donald Trump is leading the early GOP nomination fight. The two men ended their four-year White House run on bad terms, with Pence fleeing for his life during the Capitol insurrection. While Pence often lauds their accomplishments together, his nomination would in many ways mark a return to long-held Republican positions which Trump abandoned. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Apple has unveiled a long-rumored headset that will place its users between the virtual and real world, while also testing the technology's trendsetter ability to popularize newfangled devices at after others failed to capture the public's imagination. After years of speculation, Apple CEO Tim Cook on Monday hailed the arrival of sleek goggles dubbed Vision Pro. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA